Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Psychic Tapestry. I'm Ken Kessler, and that other hello is Tony DeMeo. Hi, Tony.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Ken. So nice to be here. Happy October.
Nice. Thank you. Nice to have you here.
This
is the new home for Psychic Tapestry, Monday nights at this time. Thanks to everybody for following us over from our regular perches on Friday night and on Saturday morning. If you're new, thanks for finding us at all, really. We really appreciate it. And you can connect with us, 347-838-9903 is the number. There's already a few people online hanging on, so sooner is better than later. If you're looking, if you have a comment on anything we're talking about, or if you're looking for a mini reading, you should go ahead and call now. Because the lines will fill up very shortly, and we'll do our best to get to everyone, but sometimes some calls need more time than others. And as we roll along, if you haven't listened to it before, you'll see what I mean by that. But you can there's a couple other ways you can connect. If you're listening on the Blog Talk Radio page, you can scroll down, pop in the chat room, and join me in there. Right now, I'm all alone, so come keep me company in there. You can also connect through social media, facebook.com/psychictapestry, at Psychic Tapestry on Twitter, and you can go to psychictapestry.com, our website, and in the lower right, you'll see a little blue box that says send us a message, and you just click on that, and you can send us a message that way as well. Phones are the best because you'll probably have follow-up questions for us. We may have them for you, and the back and forth of the conversation is much easier on the phone than through the chat room or social media. But you could be at work or you could be somewhere that doesn't allow for you to be able to call in. Or maybe you just don't want to hear your voice on the radio, or you want the privacy, the anonymity of social media, or maybe it's something else that we haven't even thought of. Whatever the reason, you may have a very valid excuse. And I hate to say excuse because you don't really need an excuse, but whatever your reason is that you don't want to call in, if you'd like to connect some other way, that's why we've made all those other options available to you. That was a real long way of saying that, but you get the idea. I am battling a cold. The worst of the battle, I think, is over, but I am popping lots of Hall's cough drops. So if you hear me making a little sucking sound or you hear it moving around like that, that's what that is. And I apologize for the grossness of that, but I need to be able to speak for this.
Yeah.
So that's necessary. I had just mentioned the website, which is psychictapestry.com. And something else that you can do if you're looking to get a reading and you don't want to be on the radio, you want something maybe a little more private and a little more in depth, you can get go to our website and you click on Get a Reading, and you can connect with Tony, you can connect with me, you can connect with any of the folks that do shows here, any of the Psychic Tapestry shows. And something that is new is that you can now get a reading from Tony and me at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
We're offering up 30-minute readings right now. So if you go to psychictapestry.com, you click on Get a Reading, you will see that in the middle of the top row there, that right next to Tony's picture. You'll see that so that you can go to Tony's website, find out more about her, and connect with her if you so choose, or if you would like a reading from both of us. That's right next to it. You can do that, and we'll do it at a time that's convenient for all parties involved, and you won't be on the radio, and maybe you could get a little bit more in-depth, certainly more than what we can do here, because we kind of stick and roll so that we can get to as many as possible. So you get sort of a sampling, a demonstration of some of the stuff that we do. And so that's a new option that's available to you. I don't want to belabor that. I just wanted to mention that. A couple
that's
new things tonight.
Good.
Oh, well, thank you. A couple new things tonight from both of us. First, Tony, you have some new cards that you'll be using.
Yes, I do. They're really deep. And there's a million of them. I haven't counted how many. It doesn't really tell me. But they're from a woman who is best-selling author. And she was a psychologist for many years, and now she's a life coach, an intuitive coach. She's amazing. And her name is Sandra Ann Taylor. They are angelic. They're angelic energy oracle cards. And a dear friend named Athea Hahn here in Houston gave them to me. And we read for each other. We're dear friends. And she said, you need these cards. And boy, do I. And everyone that I read this weekend, I needed these cards for. So I'm very excited to offer them to all of you tonight. It'll be a little different. I'm still learning the deeper meaning, and plus I'll still get my own stuff directly from your angels and guides. But I will be looking for the deeper meanings for you, too. So that's the new thing with me.
Very cool. And I just want to mention that with when you get readings, whether they're whatever method the person is using, who's the reader, the things like cards are tools that help you to get the messages from spirit, from angels that you need. And so people use new decks all the time. And it's just a way of sharpening skills and broadening that reach to be able to get more messages. And and that's what Tony is doing there. Tony's also a psychic medium. She works closely with her primary spirit guide. And a lot of times when we get people on the phone, what happens is that her guide talks to your guide and gets to the bottom of what it is that you really need to know. And that's
exactly.
That's the nuts and bolts of
and these
how
cards
that works.
Are very tuned into that process. That's what I saw. It was incredible. Very powerful weekend. I was at a fair all weekend, and then I did readings yesterday privately. So it's been an incredible weekend for readings, and these cards are really good. I'm just loving them. And I hope everybody else does, too.
I'm sure they will. I'm looking forward to hearing you read from them. I don't, at least not on this show, I don't use cards. I read songs like Tony reads cards.
Yeah.
I have a cloud player with thousands and thousands of songs loaded up. And I ask my angels and guides before the show to give me the song that is for you. And when you call in, I check and see what song is playing. And then I tell you what it means. And I music is so personal that I could tell you what song is playing. Like just before we started, well, that's too easy. I was going to say just before we started, the song was Bruce Springsteen, Reason to Believe. And I think, well, that's kind of obvious. The song that's playing right now is a relatively new song by the band The Plain White Tees, and it's called Your Body. And it's a sexy song that he's singing about the girl, whoever it is. And I think that the message there for Your Body is about taking care of you and making sure that you can be that for someone. And I don't just mean so that you'll look hot, so that you need to drastically diet or something like that, but it's taking care of it. It's nourishing what you need. And that can be, certainly can be physical, but it can also be emotional and spiritual too, because you're no good to anybody else if you don't take care of yourself. So that's what I would say that song means, as just as an example. Now, it would probably be, I would probably tweak it a little bit depending on who is on the phone and what the message is specifically for them. But that's sort of the idea and how that works. And for those who don't know, in addition to all of that, I run an online Christmas music station called The Sounds of Christmas. It's at soundsofchristmas.com. And I know, it's the 1st of October. And for the month of October, I make it The Sounds of Halloween. So it's all Halloween music. It's all, you know, it's Monster Mash. It's songs about monsters and vampires and all that kind of stuff. It's spooky songs, and it's silly songs like Witch Doctor and, you know, things like that. But it's all that kind of stuff. It's all that kind of stuff for the current season. And I do this every year, and the listeners of my station seem to really like it. And I'm only bringing it up now because I'm going to offer everybody who calls in the option of having a song from what I call my psychic jukebox, which is what I had described, or a Halloween song. And I know that that might sound silly, but it might sound silly to you, but I ask my guides and angels to give me the song that's for you. And if you choose a Halloween song, like right now, George Thorogood, Bad to the Bone is playing. Hey, what does that mean to you? And it could be, so much of this is dependent on who the person is who's calling in, but this could be about you, about how awesome you are, or it could be a warning about somebody that you may be coming into contact with, maybe a conflict with somebody, somebody who maybe is bad news. You probably have an inkling that maybe they're not so good. We get calls often from people who are wondering about a new relationship. And if this comes up and you're wondering if this is a good person or a bad person, and the song is Bad to the Bone, well, there's your answer. Okay. So that's how that works. And one of the things that I love about music is that it's so personal that I could tell you all about the Plain White Tees and that song, or I could tell you all about George Thorogood and that song, and that's great, but whichever song is for you might have some personal meaning that's different than what I said, and that's valid. Sometimes that's just how it works. Mm-hmm. Angels and spirit like to use what's in our head as the reader to get the message across, but sometimes what we give to you is just enough to trigger in you what it is you need to know. That's how it works. And it's the same if Tony pulls a card and she tells you all about it, you could have an immediate reaction that's not exactly what she's saying, and that still counts. That's just how it works. So, did I over-explain it? Do you think?
No, that was good. That was very, okay. Very nicely laid out there.
Okay.
Liked it.
I feel like there was something else that I was supposed to mention tonight. I don't know. This is part of the new season of Psychic Tapestry. We were off for a while, retooling and changing some things. And right now we're back to two shows a week. I do this show, Tony and I do this show on Monday nights at this time. And then Michelle Ambergy and I do a show on Thursday mornings at 9:30. So
oh, cool.
I had mentioned
time, correct?
Yes,
Pacific time. Oh, great.
Yes.
Okay.
I had mentioned earlier about the different options you had about getting the reading, and that certainly is another one, because if we're not able to get to you tonight, and you don't want to wait a whole week, and you don't want to go through the website and schedule a reading, you can always wait until Thursday morning, and call in for the show that I do with Michelle. It's a little, it's a different kind of show, but but we still get around to taking calls and doing readings. So if that's what you're looking for, that show, the difference between the two shows is that on this show, Tony and I talk about and work with our guides and angels and your guides and angels.
Yes.
And we talk about that and the importance of that and all that kind of stuff. The show that I do with Michelle on Thursdays, we call a spiritual tune-up show, where we talk about different things that you might come across in your path, on your metaphysical path. Because I know that I came across lots of things that I was not equipped to handle, and it was difficult, overwhelming, daunting, lots of things like that. And okay. One of the major parts of that was a problem was that I felt like I was the only one. And part of the goal of our spiritual tune-up show is that you're not the only one. And we get calls from people all the time who share different things that they're going through and realizing that they're not the only one. And it's there's definitely comfort in that. It may not solve your problem, but it helps to know that you're not alone. So that's what
Absolutely.
We try and do on that show. So that's what the major differences between the two shows are. But that's another option for you. We've kind of introduced ourselves. Tony, was there anything that you wanted to add about you and what you're going to do tonight?
No, really, I guess not. I mean, I've been psychic since birth. You kind of know that. I think everybody knows that. And I use all the abilities, the clairvoyance, clairsentience, clairaudience. And the way that I like to read, because of free choice, and God gave us free choice, so you do create your life, you co-create your life with your Creator in every moment with your decisions that you make daily, on a daily basis. And the directions your thoughts take is definitely the direction your life takes. So you have more to do with your life, with creating it, than you realize. I think we all do, but of course we're human, and we try to use the law of attraction properly, but sometimes our monkey mind gives us doubts and fears, and it's best to try to filter all that out, because that can only hinder, it can't help. Positivity is very, very important. So your guides and angels are always rooting for you to be positive. So the messages they want you to know are often very comforting and sometimes very direct and sometimes hard to hear. So I listen, well, not for me to hear, but for you to hear is what I mean, because sometimes we need to be told something that we don't want to hear. But I just listen to my guide, and he talks to yours, as Ken says, and then I give you the message that they want you to know tonight. But you can ask questions, and we'll address that as well, because I read from all different sources. The cards are normally just a confirmation. I'm going to read a little more and rely a little bit more on what each card is saying tonight, because I'm guided to do that. So it'll be a little different from the other times I've done this, and it's going to be fun. And that's about it. I have a website, tonydimeo.com. I'm a Reiki master, and I head up or direct the Unity Houston Reiki Circle. Unity is a worldwide unification of love and light organization. It's a church, actually a spiritual church, very embracing of all people. But the Reiki Circle is separate from it. We do it every other Saturday, so basically the second and the fourth Saturdays of every month here in Houston. But if you want to learn more about Reiki, Google it and look for a Reiki master in your area, because energy healing is transformational. It can integrate and balance body, mind, and spirit. So I'm all about that, and you'd read about that on my website also. You can have private readings, as Ken said, and there's an option there for that. And I'm an author, and my current book is, I actually have another one pretty close to being finished, but the one out there now is Friends in High Places, which has to do with a guardian angel as the main character. And it's only 99¢ on a special now on Amazon as an ebook if anybody's interested. There you go. And I think I'm done, and I'm ready to go.
I was actually going to ask if your book, if that special was still going on, because we mentioned it last week.
Yeah,
but I left it
like that because, you know, people like it, and it's kind of cool to let people have it. And it's been out a while. It's been out 2 years, maybe a year and a half, I guess. So, you know, it's always nice to touch and reach new readers. So that's the psychology behind that. And I have a bunch of really good reviews, I will say that. And the number grows. So I'm very gratified by that experience, I have to say. And the book is very important to me.
I didn't check just now, but the last time I checked, the only bad review on it was
someone, that lady who said she didn't order it.
Right. Somebody posted on their review.
Shut up, right?
She gave it 1 star and said, didn't order
this. Or 2. She gave it a 2. And I had to laugh. I said, well, thank you very much. She said, I guess it's okay. I didn't order this. I mean, I don't know where I got it, but I'll give you a 2.
Maybe she was supposed to read it.
Yes, but the people who read it gave me a 5, so that was good. But she brought my 5 down, and there were 27 reviews or 26, I'm not sure. But it brought my score down a few points. It's a 4 point whatever, but it's not a pure 5 anymore. So I'm sure that's fine.
Yeah.
Just funny. Yeah.
Okay. 347-838-9903 is the number. Anything you want to ask is fair game, but we aren't doctors or lawyers or whatever. So if you ask something like that, and the reason I say that is that it's been probably a couple of years now that we had a call from someone who wanted us to give them the okay on their decision to stop taking blood pressure medication, and we're not going to do that. That's something you need to talk to your doctor about. So we're not gonna give you any kind of prescriptions or medical advice or legal advice or real estate advice or any of that kind of stuff. We're not gonna tell you to do anything. We're gonna give you some hope and healing, and whatever you do with the information we give you is up to you. But that's how it goes. Anyway, I've talked enough, too much probably. So let's get to the phone. 347-838-9903 is our number. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
It's Patrick. Hi.
Hi, Patrick. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Katy.
From Katy.
And
Texas.
How can we help you tonight?
Well, yeah, I've been speaking to Tony a lot about this, and it's relationship stuff and work stuff. I tried reaching out, and I didn't get a good response, and I think maybe it was because I started to talk about my stuff, you know, that I was kind of maybe seemed a little self-absorbed or selfish. I'm not sure.
No, it didn't to me. I mean, I saw the text, and I'll be honest with you, Patrick. I thought it was a lovely text. You just said you were offering friendship and you were a little concerned about her. And she gave you a flippant response, and I think that says much more about her and her fear of men and the abuse in her past, as I've said. I don't think any of this has anything to do with you at this time. You're just trying to be there for her. It's sweet and kind, and it's just uncalled for, totally. Well, the first card you got, let's see if we can find something great in these cards for you tonight, Patrick. These are those new cards that I was using at the fair, and I want to give you some of those. The first one is the Magician and the Mirror. It's in the upright position, and this card represents the culmination of your personal and spiritual power at this time. In the Magician's left hand is the flame of passion and action, and that's you all over the place, right? Passion and action.
Okay.
In the right,
yeah, yeah.
In in the right hand is a vortex of water and the light of reflection. This is a great card. It's telling you that you are the magician, and within your grasp are the amazing forces of earth and spirit. The water is the energy of yin and the power of spirit and clarity of thought. See, the angels are working to give you some clear thinking on this subject. And the flame is the energy of yang, or bringing direction and creativity. You're always trying to come up with different ways to run your life, really, and to approach people and to just create more business, more, community. You're always thinking that way. Together, they give you the magnificent magic of transformation. The mirror stands beside the magician, reflecting the outer world's response to your choice to use or to ignore the true power that you have. See, they want you to know that you really do have a bright future and a very good destiny ahead of you. They say you are the alchemist of your life. And just as an alchemist turns base metals into gold, you're now able to transform your difficulties into blessings. And this is true in every area of your life, in romance, in work, in everything you do. Claim your power and embrace your intentions in your heart and in your daily life. And you'll direct your destiny, and the mists of the future will clear into brilliant reality. Now, the angel of love is here. Let's see what the angel of love wants to say to you, because I like that. That sounds like a great card. I want to see specifically. It's also upright, and the angel of love is saying, okay, she holds a rose quartz of the heart, radiating tender and loving vibrations, bringing you compassion and affection. And as you know, because you've seen her, your main guide is that beautiful female angel. And she is standing with you and bringing you this love and trying to heal your heart. Because she's saying you're looking for a new love. And this angel, she's bringing you a message of its upcoming approach. And she's saying that she's here to stay with you and to provide greater tenderness in your life. You need to be treated the way that you deserve. And this is what she's saying. She's bringing compassion for everything that you've been through. And the angel of love is smiling on you and forging better connections in the energetic realm so that the right woman will be given to you, the right woman for now. And as you know, the girl in question that we talk about, the cards indicated that you were an ideal match and a great future ahead if she chose to accept it. But she just didn't. Now, one more. Go ahead. You can say something. Go ahead.
I just figured just leaving her 100, completely 100% alone this time and just, let her come to me. And
hopefully she'll wake up in time, and if not. But I want to get this card in for you, the attachment card. This is so powerful. It says, it's in the upright position, and it says that your passage forward has been stalled by a strong attachment to people from the past. And that since those people are not making the right decisions, and I think it's talking about her. It's talking about her. It's in your best interest to turn away from that attachment, to work on not becoming stuck in a relationship that is not serving your better side. And whatever's causing her to act in this mean way, and I do sincerely believe it's all to do with her own issues and her past, nothing to do with you or anything that you did. So they want you to know that it's going to take courage and effort to let this go, but know that you are capable of doing it.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be stuck. Just kind of moving forward, because what they're saying is, even though Stacy appeared to be, or this, I shouldn't say her name, even though she appeared to be the perfect one, on paper, as we said, with the cards. All right, if she's not willing or if she's afraid to be that person for you, or she's just not capable of it right now, there is someone better for you, even more wonderful. And so you have to remember that and hold on to that and kind of just let things slide for now, which is hard for any fire sign to do. And you're a Leo, so it's really hard for fire signs to let things happen because we like to make things happen. That's who we are.
Yeah,
so,
it's hard to, there's a difference between letting it happen and making it happen.
Exactly. Yeah. But you're going to have to take some deep breaths and stay with the people who do support you, have a good support group around you. Stay with them and be kind to yourself and work on your own business, because I know you're building business. So just continue to do that. And she's going to have to take care of herself, and she's going to have to figure herself out. And if she does in time and decides to see your worth completely and trust, this is really a trust issue. It's impossible for her to trust right now, and she needs some help, but she resists the help. So there's nothing more you can do.
I mean,
I'm going to give this to Ken. Oh, go ahead, hon. I'm going to give
this to
Ken.
I was going to say, what? Oh, okay.
No, but go ahead. You wanted to say one more thing. Go
ahead. Do you definitely think that when I told you that I sang that song for her, and I got those goosebumps, and my hair stood on end, and I felt that electrical energy? Do you think that was me connecting with her?
Oh, I'm sure you made her stop and think of you. I'm sure. Whenever you get, this goes for anybody listening, whenever you think about someone that you feel very positively toward, that you have love for or caring, and you think about them, I mean, they'll often call you on the phone, but you also get a feeling in your solar plexus, in your gut.
Yeah.
There's like a thrill there or something. It's like, oh, my goodness, I feel connected to that person. Well, we are made of energy. And when we reach out energetically to someone, they can't help but feel it. So, yes, of course she did. But she just gets scared because she's afraid of that commitment. So it has nothing to do with you, sweetie. Now I'm going to give you to Ken, and we'll see what he's got for you tonight. Okay, great.
Hi,
those
Patrick.
Those are good cards. Go ahead.
I want to... Hey, before I get to your songs, I just want to mention for everybody listening that you didn't miss anything. Patrick has talked to Tony about this before, so that's why there were probably some stuff in their exchange that didn't make any sense because you didn't hear that part of the story. but that's why. Patrick, I'm going to give you both songs, the jukebox song and the Halloween song. Because I feel like I'm supposed to. The song that was playing when I picked up your call was a song by Dion. I can't remember if it was Dion and the Belmonts or just Dion, but it was Donna the Prima Donna. And I just feel like this person, you are better off. She's got, as Tony was saying, she's got her own issues and she's got to figure some things out. And for whatever reason, doesn't deserve you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You deserve to be treated well. You deserve to be treated the way you want to treat someone else, and you're not getting that. And I don't know if she's got lots to work on. I don't know if she's going to be able to be that for you, but I think that. You're doing yourself a disservice by waiting. It doesn't mean go out and, you know, and propose to the next woman you meet, but you should live your life and you should do things that make you happy. The Halloween song that was playing was Ballroom Blitz by Sweet. And this is about going out and having some fun. And it's not fun with any kind of agenda. So many people will say, okay, I'm going to go out and have a fun and I'm going to meet the one. And that shouldn't be the agenda. It should be going out and having some fun, whether you're going and singing karaoke with some friends, or I always say eating too many appetizers at Fridays, because you can see where my head is, or, doing something that just makes you happy, that makes you feel good. And that's something that that we all need, but that's also something that it raises your vibration. It makes you give off a kind of glow, and the right person is going to see that and say, I don't know who he is, but I want to get to know him.
Okay.
Excuse me. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense. I was just, I'm a romantic, and then, how can I put this? That the angels would rejoice if we were together the way I've been hoping and praying. That's all. You know, like a miracle occurs, you know?
Right.
And something clicks with her, and she realizes that, she could use some help and goes for it, you know? And that's all, you know?
Prayers are always good. Prayers are good, but like Ken said, he's given you good advice, and this what the angels are saying too, honey.
Yeah.
At this point. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm enough of a romantic, and I totally get what you're saying. I get that you want that. But she isn't it. She's not the one, or she's not one of the ones, or she's just not there right now. And maybe she can do something to fix or address whatever it is that she needs to take care of, heal what she needs to heal, figure out whatever she needs to figure out. And maybe that would be it, but it's on her. And even if she does all that, and there's a good chance that she can do that, but if she does, she may not be the same person that you knew because of whatever she has to do to heal whatever she needs to heal.
Yeah.
So try to think about it this way. When you're looking for a job and there is a business that wants to hire you, they treat you really well. And that's probably the best they will ever treat you. Once you're hired there, they don't have to do those kind of things. And dating is a little bit like that. When you're meeting somebody and you're developing that relationship and you're falling in love and there's little hearts popping over your head and all of that stuff, that's really the best that they're going to treat you. And I don't want anybody to say, oh, that's a load. I've been with somebody for a million years. I have been with my wife.
No, true. Everybody's on their best behavior.
That's more what I'm getting at. I mean, once you're in that relationship and have been there for a while, there are still plenty of great and wonderful things to come. Absolutely. Every day is not roses and little hearts popping over your head.
Absolutely.
If you're lucky and you both work at it, some part of every day could still be like that. But in the early stages of the relationship, that should be the best that you're treating each other all the time.
Yeah.
And if you're not getting that, that should tell you something.
Yeah,
he's confused because he got that. They were on the road to love, and then she got frightened and shut down on him.
Yeah.
That's what happened. So that's really heartbreaking. So I understand that. But you're right.
But
exactly.
But the other thing is that if suddenly everything changes and she calls you tomorrow and I'm sorry and wants to get back together, and that's great and it could happen, but in the back of your head is going to be that thing that's going, how long is it going to be before she flips out again? And I don't mean disrespect by saying flips out, but
no, I know.
But
there's
that. And maybe it would never happen. And as time goes by and it doesn't happen, that's great. But that's something that you're going to have to deal with if she ever even can come back. But in the meantime, don't
I don't think she knows how to come back.
She may not.
What she said and done. No, I mean, she doesn't know how. She doesn't know how to come back from being mean and cruel and such.
And there's going to be a part of you that is always going to be walking on eggshells, worrying that was it me? Did I say or do the one thing that set her off? Even if you didn't, you're going to wonder about that, and you're going to remember. You're going to think things are great now. Things were really bad before. What can I do to make sure that I don't initiate anything that makes her do that again? And that's a tough way to live too.
Yeah,
but
I was just going to say if you
take that second song, the Ballroom Blitz, and you go out and you have some fun, you won't be wasting your life away waiting. And you could go out and have fun and be happy, and she could call and come back, and you're happy, and you haven't wasted any time. Or it could be, you know, going into 2019, and you could suddenly realize, you know what? It's been a couple of weeks since I even thought about her.
Yeah.
So.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
well,
true.
I hope that helped. We got a bunch of other people waiting, so.
Yes, thanks. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome,
Patrick. Have a good night, Patrick. Good night.
Okay, thank you. God bless.
Bye.
Thank you.
God bless.
Bye-bye. 347-838-9903 is the number. The thing froze. There we go. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hi, it's Carmen.
Hi, Carmen.
Hi,
where are you
Carmen.
Calling
from? Hi, I'm in San Diego, but I just drove down from Los Angeles.
Oh. Welcome to San Diego. how can we help you tonight?
I wanted to get insight on relationship. Also, I'm trying to kind of figure out what's kind of in the future for me in the next few months, if there's going to be some stability or if I'm going to be traveling or if I'm going to be moving, because I have three different things kind of up in the air, either traveling, moving, or staying where I am. And I'm wondering if that's going to be connected to a relationship and kind of getting more insight on that. Just like, I'm just in limbo. I don't really know what's going on. I'm just trying to get some insight.
But it sounds,
feeling
sounds
overwhelmed.
Like you have some options. Do you have some options though? Sounds like there are some options. Have some opportunities
not really,
come your way?
Yeah. I at this point I don't even know. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you're very confused. Have you left a relationship recently?
No, I haven't.
You're still in it?
I'm not in
not
a relationship.
Okay.
I just know someone, and there's been conversation, but I don't really know what to make of any of it. Yeah.
Okay, because I feel somebody that likes you, and you're kind of drawn toward that person, but you're a little bit afraid. Okay. The first card was action upside down, which exactly describes what you just described to me, that you're kind of, you're kind of not sure what to do next. And they've given you an affirmation. The angel is giving you an affirmation. May I give it to you?
Sure.
Okay. I am responsible for my own life. I take action toward my goals and my own happiness every day. So your angels want you really to spend some time thinking about what you really want to do. I would make a list of possible careers or possible jobs you might like to get or have, And I would think about where you want to live, because you seem pretty open, as if you can just do almost anything, you know, like travel or move. I mean, you have all these ideas about what you'd like to do. Are you involved in anything medical or of a spiritual, holistic nature, like a holistic healing modality, or what type of a profession are you in?
Well, I do a number of different things, but I am a Reiki master, and I do,
healing
and things like that. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because the first thing they told me, and the next card that they had me pull over, was that you are one of the healers of the ages. And that would indicate to me that you're either in regular medicine or, okay. But they're also telling me that right now you are upside down in your life. You really are confused. To a great extent. Are you feeling about the most confused you've ever felt?
Yeah, today I just had like a meltdown after this three-hour drive. I just felt extremely sad and depressed.
I'm so sorry, honey.
Everything just got all, you know, mixed up in my mind, and I didn't know what to believe or think anymore.
Exactly. Is this around a person? A relationship?
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
It's something, a turbulent relationship of some kind. Is it a love relationship?
Yeah, well, we met last November, and he had a very big, I guess, you know, like he felt something right away, but in the type of work that I do, I have to be very detached. So, I mean, I expect people to get attached to me, but I don't.
Yeah.
I'm careful not to create attachment unless it's, you know, a real situation that is going to be developed and built on. So it took me a second to understand, you know, what he was, you know, saying to me. But, like, that second was not long. It was, like, maybe a few days. And I was like, oh, wow, okay, I get this. I do think this is something. But then he seemed like he just kind of, you know, he would kind of talk about plans, talk about marriage, talk about a lot of different things, and then they wouldn't actually manifest. And then he would do other things with other people that I was thinking, like, okay, well, I thought, why are you doing this with other people? And when you're saying this is what you want with me. And so, the last
we
met at a retreat. Yeah, we were at a retreat. So, I mean, I haven't seen him since the retreat. Everything else has just been Facebook, you know, video chat, DM, and yeah, phone, and everything like that. And so the last thing we spoke about was him wanting me to come to this retreat where he was currently at right now, and then, you know, possibility of moving in and into his home and these kind of things. And
well,
I'm really open to that.
Is it in San Diego? Is that what
It's in California. It's in Northern California. I had to take a rental car that I'm using to be serviced in San Diego, and they wouldn't let me take it to the rent-a-car place in Los Angeles, so I had to make a special drive down here. Yeah, but while I'm here, I've got things in storage, my suitcases and stuff, and I'm like, should I be organizing my suitcases to go up north, or should I be, you know, just leaving things as they are? Am I going back to L.A.?
Well,
am I going on a trip?
What do you want to do? I don't see anything wrong with going to explore the relationship with this man. And I think you need to be straight with him and pin him down. This is what the guides are saying. What did he do with other people? Do you mean going out with people or spending time with others, maybe in groups? What's he doing? Is it like a personal thing, like dating women, or just being with a group of people?
Yeah, well, he can be very generous. And so there was an event in Thailand that I wanted to go to, but it was going to be way out of my budget, and I didn't end up saving enough to go. But he told me, he was like, oh, yeah, I paid for this girl, to go to the retreat in Thailand. But then she ended up hooking up with, her intention was, sure, hand me the money, and she already had plans to be connecting with some other person at the retreat, some other guy. So sure that's like a slap in the face. Yeah, and then he recently paid the retreat that he's currently at. Another lady, she's like living in his house currently. This is very recent. And he told me, he was like, oh, I can get rid of all of them, everybody, and it would just be me and you. And
all right. Yeah, I wouldn't go for that either. I don't know about that. He sounds like quite a guy.
Yeah.
He really does.
He's really nice. He's not like a jerky type of person. I think he's just slightly
super friendly.
Gullible.
Yeah, he may be
slightly
gullible. Well, when is his birthday?
July 24th. July 24th.
So he's a Leo.
He's
a Leo. He's very friendly. He's very open. He's very, he would help people. He would have house guests. That makes a lot of sense. That it makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
When is your birthday?
Yeah. September 17th.
Okay, so you're a no-nonsense Virgo, and you're not, okay. Well, Virgo and Leo can be a really beautiful match, but it depends on the Virgo and the Leo. I mean, you can ask Ken, his beautiful wife, who is an amazing, gorgeous Leo woman. They're very happy together for quite a long time here. And so that can really work. I mean, it just depends on the person. You have to get to know him, and you have to pin him down. But, I mean, there's no reason for him to curtail his social life when all you've been doing is talking. So he isn't cheating on anybody. And if you find him that interesting,
I
mean, would the retreat be beneficial to you and to your career?
Yeah, I wanted to go to the retreat, but the retreat is it's basically just $3,000, it's 10 days, and then it's a meal plan plus like another couple thousand for where you're housing for the time during the retreat, and that's that. But I messaged him, in the last few days because he wanted me to be up at the retreat, and he wanted to work specifically with me during the practice session. But I felt, I was worried because I didn't want to impede on the paying people who are there for the retreat and just suddenly be this random person who's like, taking up other people's practice sessions, saying, if you want to practice with him, you have to practice with me and him. So I told him, I was like, let me know, but, I don't want to interrupt, the retreat. And so the last day is tomorrow. And so I feel like I'm in limbo because I'm like, I don't know. He was saying after the retreat, possibly like, we could take a vacation or like do something together or whatever. But
Why don't you? If you'd like to explore this, why don't you go up there and find out? Cards that I pulled, I went to the romance deck for this. In the angel energy cards, it did say blossoming abundance. So you do have a future of abundance coming your way. There's no doubt, but I don't want you to make rash decisions, but you won't. You're a Virgo. So you're going to weigh all your options. You're going to make lists, and you're going to figure it out. And the angels will be beside you as you do that. But you have many options. The healing for you is absolutely perfect. You're very good at it, And it's part of your life path, there's no doubt. So you haven't made false steps. This man could be the one, the cards are saying, and this new love has stirred some feelings in you, this new person coming in with the potential for love. They're saying that you need to release pain from the past. And I think you've not been treated properly, and that the time has come to clear that energy and to give him the opportunity to see who he is. I mean, I'm not getting that he is sleazy in any way. He's totally open.
Yeah.
I think he just has house guests because he's very social, and he's a Leo. It also says the situation is calling for you to have faith and to learn to trust again. So trust is an issue.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you might want to go up there and see. Oh. I mean, it's too late to pay $3,000 for the retreat, but if he wants you to come in, I'd go in and explore this. He sees something in you, and if you're ready for a vacation, go get some suitcases out of the storage and go on a vacation. Why not? If you're able to, do it. Have some fun.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to give you the man who is, in fact, a Virgo. And we'll give you some really good advice along with the music, I'm sure. Here we go.
Sorry about that. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Hi, Carmen. Yes, I am a Virgo, and my wife is a Leo, so that connection can definitely work. I'm getting, and the songs reflect this, something from the past that you need to let go of. Was there a bad relationship, or that it ended badly?
Well, there was a really long, drawn out, painful situation I was in where a guy led me on for basically 20 years of my life. And married twice and just strung me along. And I kept thinking, that it was going to be it. And, it scares me. I worry, is he going to string me along just like the other guy and make me think all these things and then, go off with somebody else?
The songs, that I got for you, there's a song by Ultravox called Dancing with Tears in My Eyes. And then the Halloween song is Edie Reader, Bell, Book, and Candle. Dancing with Tears in My Eyes is, the song is all about being weighed down by something from the past. And Dancing with Tears in My Eyes, just the title of it, is about being happy and sad at the same time. Which sounds kind of like where you are. Bell, Book, and Candle. There was a wonderful movie in the 60s by the same title. Jimmy Stewart was in it. I can't remember the female lead. Jack Lemmon was
Kim
in it.
Novak. Kim Novak.
Kim Novak. Yeah.
And, I love
but
that movie.
The thing about Bell, Book, and Candle is ring the bell, close the book, quench the candle. It's about letting go of something from the past.
Yeah.
And that's what you need to do. I am so sorry that you went through that 20 years of whatever it is you want to. That's terrible, but you have to, and it's easy for me to say on this side of the radio to let it go. It's really easy for somebody else to say that, but it gets difficult for you when that relationship and the things that happened in it keep creeping in when there's a possibility of a new relationship. And I know part of it is you're human. You can't help it. You can't help wondering, okay, what are those guys? What is it? What are his motives? What does he really mean when he's saying this? What do all these other things really mean? And I totally know you're doing that because I'm a Virgo and I do that.
Yeah.
You make your big lists and you figure out and you want to parse everything down and what does everything mean? And sometimes a butterfly is just a butterfly. And And you can absolutely make yourself nuts if you are single and free, and if you want to explore something with this person, go and have some fun. And it doesn't have to be the one. You know, it can be something that you can grow. You can get to know him better. You obviously like this guy. You think a lot of him. So you can see what happens. And if it doesn't turn out to be what you want, if you find out that he's not what you think, or even if he is, but the magic just isn't there or whatever, you've had some fun. You know, everything doesn't have to be on the line for this. If you want to go and have a good time, do that. And try and put this other thing from your past out of your head. You can ask your angels and guides for help with that. I was kind of telling the Patrick before to do that kind of thing, where it takes time, but if you focus on having a good time, seeing where this goes, the excitement of a possible new relationship and those kind of things, you may surprise yourself by finding out, you know what, I haven't thought about that jerk in weeks. And then maybe it'll be months.
Yeah.
And then maybe it'll be years. And it will.
Yeah.
But you have to close the book on it. And you can ask your guides and angels for help with that. Every time that sort of creeps into your head, you can say, well, you don't have to clear your throat like that, unless you have a cold. But you can say, you know what, I don't want to think about him right now. I don't want to think about this anymore. And ask them to take it away. Well, just keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a really bad relationship, and it's really tough when it's over. It's really tough to put it out of your head, and it has been a long time, and I don't think about that relationship very often anymore. Really, rarely. And when I do, I say, hey, Michael, if you're around, can you just sort of take this away? I don't want to think about this anymore. And Michael is always around.
Yeah.
But
I think
you deserve to have a good time. You deserve to be happy. And this could be an opportunity for that. But it doesn't have to be the end all be all. If you put that kind of pressure on it, nothing can live up to that. But if you can go and you enjoy this gentleman's company, and you have things to talk about, and you find him interesting, and he finds you interesting, and likes to spend time with you, that's great. And you can harvest that, and you can see where that goes. But just don't put the kind of pressure on yourself that deciding to go up and see him locks you in for another 20 years. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well said,
thank
Ken.
You.
I like that.
You're very welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for calling us.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And we're
going to
be thinking about you this weekend, Carmen, my Reiki master friend. You go and give yourself Reiki, too. Give yourself some Reiki. As this week unfolds, I'll be thinking about you and what you're up to. And sending
you
prayers and love. You'll be fine. I know that. You have everything within you that you need. We can feel that. Definitely.
Thank you.
Right.
I appreciate that.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much
Thank
for calling
you.
Us.
Bye.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
347-838-9903 is the number here at Psychic Tapestry with Tony DeMaio. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hi, my name's Keisha.
Hi, Keisha.
Hi,
where are you calling
Keisha.
From?
Keisha. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm calling from New Mexico.
And how can we help you tonight?
Okay, well, today was my first day of work. and I don't think they're filling me. So I was kind of wondering, do you see me getting another job soon? And how long do you think this particular job is going to last before they fire me?
Well, why do you think they're going to fire you, honey? Did you make a mistake?
Oh, because they're doing all types of, making sideways remarks and doing little things to me that I can't really prove, but they're doing it. And, like little things that's like red flags, not big ones, but those little things that make you go, dang, it's my first day, so what is the problem? So I'm like, oh, this is not going to happen. Either they're going to fire me or I'm walking away. So I was wondering.
What kind of a job is it? What is it, office?
It's healthcare, being a CNA.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see what the angels have to say about. I've got an envy card and a deceit card. How strange. That must be someplace.
Yeah, it is. Well, so far it is someplace. It's my first day here.
You're with people. They're telling me you're with people with a low vibration.
They are.
Yeah. Okay. But the good news is the card is reversed. The deceit card, it's going to get better. The negativity and dishonest energy that's around you right now is on its way out. Maybe they're going to get fired.
Oh.
And they're saying take advantage of a new peaceful and open environment, one where you will be able to forge more success in your job in greater comfort. Okay.
Oh, you think it's going to work out for me? Okay.
Well, that's what they're so good. I didn't. The angels, not me. You're angel.
Right.
Your guide is saying that yes, you're in the middle of a deceitful place. So they were jealous of you. That's what I'm getting. That's what the angel got told me. And the cards, you got deceit and envy. So they're jealous of you, do you think? Do you have more experience? Are you good at what you do? What do you think?
It's just, I think, I don't know what them people, you know how you get sick of thinking about people and their issues, and it's just like, I just want to be, I'm sick of it, like, just jealousy and angry and all, you just get sick of, where is it, and you said, I'd be thinking about it all the time, where is it coming from, and I'm to the point where I'm so sick of these people. So it's like, I don't even care. I can't even think about it. Is there another job coming?
Yeah. Yes, definitely. There's no reason why not. From a practical point of view, you're in the healthcare industry, and you're always needed. I mean, I don't know how it is in New Mexico, but I know if you were in Houston, you would have so many job offers, you wouldn't know what to do. This is like the medical capital of the world. The angels are also saying you need to see the truth of your own value, power, and the fact that you're very deserving. And they said very soon you're going to be bringing great things into your life. It's going to be much, much better. And as far as a quick job, are there employment agencies for the medical? I mean, are there services you could sign up at, to be a CNA?
But then I had to put myself through school, and that would be the problem. I would have to pay for my own schooling
So you're doing this without the training? Is it like
they send you back
shift
to school?
Is it home care?
No, it's working for the state. It's actually a mental institute. And I don't know. I'm kind of thinking the patients probably need to be the one working for the normal people, and the normal people need to be the patients. There's a reversal going on here, folks.
Is there like a different wing you could work on? Could you get transferred to another floor, or do you have to be exactly where you are?
Well, this is actually orientation, what I'm going through right now.
Okay.
If I could hold out for like if I hold out for the next 2 weeks, if I can hold out for 2 weeks, then I'd be going somewhere else, and then I'd be going after the next 2 weeks, and I'd be going to, you know.
Well, then
the,
you won't even
the
be
department.
With these girls, with these women. You won't even be with them.
Oh, no, I'd be because I'm actually a floater, so I'd be going from department to department.
Well,
like,
then,
wherever I need it.
There's no reason why you have to be let them upset you. They're just there for a couple of weeks, and you're there
right.
for a couple of weeks, and then you're off and running. So if this is the career you want, this is a good entry-level position.
Right.
Now, here, the angels are calling upon you to be very logical and to listen to your intuition right now. Meaning, if this is the career that you want, they want you to hang tough and get moving with it, you know, get into it and try to be, how should I put it, don't engage with them if they're going to act like that. And this field, I believe you're going to go farther in it even than this beginning position.
I'm
right
trying
now, you're
to go farther.
You're surrounded by hostility. You're surrounded by lower-level vibrating people. But they say
crazy
that abundance
people.
Is in your future, which means more money and a good job. Right now you're feeling a little bit helpless because you're stuck in a place where you don't feel appreciated.
Right.
How did the instructor treat you?
Oh, he was tripping. That's what I'm saying. It was him. I don't know. It was him, and it was a main female. And then I think she had her females, and then I don't know. So it was him. He was making snide remarks. He was the one who actually did
about
something
what?
To me.
What kind of snide? He made a snide remark to you specifically.
Yeah, that really wasn't none of his business. And
well,
he also
isn't.
Did something physically to me, and which
how
I was like, you know how when people try to be nasty to you, and they'll step like on the back of your shoe to make your shoe come off, you know, stupid petty stuff like that. And I was like, you know what?
Do you think he was trying to tease you and flirt with you?
He was not trying to tease me. He's too old to be acting like that. No, I don't want no grown man acting like that towards me. He can go back home.
No, I don't blame you.
He need to go home to his mother house or somewhere. But he do not need to be in my face acting like that.
No. Well, there will be another job. I mean, if you don't like it, and you're not going to see the instructor for more than a few weeks of training, right?
Right. It's only like 2 weeks, so I don't.
Okay.
I was just wondering what you actually saw about this.
I believe you're going to do well in this profession. That it's a good one for you, and I think you're going to find a way to go to school. You may even get a better job. You can get a better job once you get rolling with this. Mm-hmm. Is this something you've ever done before? Is this your first healthcare position?
No, I actually did it. No, I did healthcare that I was working with disabled people, and then I actually did long care with the elderly. Now they put me in house, which is a floater, because of the state institute, so they got everybody in this big old campus, so I get to see everybody from the severely mentally people, the murderers, to the children, to the elderly, and whatever else they got, the outpatients, whatever, I don't know, whatever they got going on. It's a big campus. So they got everybody in the state here. So, so I kind of wanted to see, just see how everything works, you know. So this is the first time I've been with really real, like, sick people, when they're this
sick
you know.
People. Well, do you think you're going to enjoy this job? Is it going to be very difficult? Is it the actual job?
I don't
not,
know.
Not the training. You don't know? Well, you have to wait.
I don't know. I think
see.
It's going to be kind of nervous. I don't know. I just ain't never been around real sick people, you know, other than elderly.
Why don't you start looking for another job then, like right now, if you don't think you're going to like it? Yeah, that's what I would do.
I don't know.
You need a job. Yep, they're saying that either this is a career change or you're about to make a change. So, you're not going to stay there. You're not going to stay there. What is your birthday, Keisha?
1/29/77.
Okay, so you're you're an Aquarius. Yeah, you're not going to stay if they're treating you badly. There's no doubt you're going to want to get out of there. They're saying that you have the ability to build and create something that gives you a sense of accomplishment in whatever work you do. You really mm-hmm. take it to heart, and you put your mind to it, and you want to do a good job, and that's a great,
right?
A great,
I do.
Great way to be. They're also saying you're really good at speaking and expressing yourself, which we just heard. You told your story very well.
Thank you.
Have you ever thought? Yeah. Do you like to cook?
Yeah, I do like to cook. I've been out of anyway, I haven't been cooking, so I'm just now starting to get back into doing little dishes that I like to do.
Yeah, they're saying you might even like a career in the culinary arts, that you do have also a talent for that. You have a talent for wanting to help others. So mm-hmm. all these things come into play, but they're saying that you're going to have more joy and abundance in the future. All
okay.
that you desire and deserve. And your life purpose of helping others does support you and who you are. They do want you to consider school, and you can get student loans for schooling and pay it back after graduation. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you go
yeah,
to any
I'm...
school.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. What? What?
Yeah, I have a little issue with my student loans. But, no, I could probably, all I need to do is just get me a little job. I was going to pay myself back to school, you know, and then get me a job
okay.
after school.
You'll be fine.
And,
once
yeah,
again,
I'll
you have
fine.
Another abundance card.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be fully supported as you devote yourself to your divine life purpose. Well, the angels are saying don't jump up and quit that job impulsively because you need a paycheck. And
mm-hmm.
But start looking around for something in a related field, or consider making the cooking your career because you have a talent for that as well.
Yeah,
it's up to you.
Okay,
maybe catering, or maybe you'll do that in the future. I could see you having a catering business, which would be fun, and doing
oh,
events
really?
And things like that. Yeah, that's something you could do.
Okay,
and you seem
I'll
to
think
like,
about it.
And like that. When it was suggested, and this is what your angels are saying, they want you to do something that lights you up. So
mm-hmm.
if that's where your true interest lies, you could work on something like that, working in catering.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And now I'm going to turn it to Ken, and let's see what he has. But you're going to be fine either way. You have lovely cards. And you're not imagining
you.
It. The angels are saying, no, it was pretty bad today, and you don't deserve
oh.
it, and they want you to know that. All
oh,
right.
Thank you. All right.
All right.
Thank you so
sweetie.
Much.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Go ahead, Ken.
Okay. hey, Keisha, I've got two songs
okay.
for you. Bruce Springsteen, Tougher Than the Rest, and The Midnight Chimes, Boogie with the Boogeyman. Tougher Than the Rest is you. You are. You're stronger, and you can... If you choose to, you can deal with this stuff.
Yeah.
Boogie with the Boogeyman is the same kind of thing. You can dance with these fools if you want to.
Yeah.
You can do the dance. You can handle it. It's just a matter of if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Because you deserve better. It's kind of like I was talking to the caller, I think, not the last one, but the one before. And that was about a relationship, but in the early
yeah.
days, it's the best that they're going to treat you. And at a job in the beginning, that's the best they're going to treat you. And if this is their best, you deserve better than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
yeah.
It's a hot mess
so
in the door.
Yeah. So, I mean, and it's not like you can't handle it. You know, you're tougher than the rest. You can do it. You can bob and weave and dance with these fools if you want to, but I think it's a great time to put your feelers out and see what else is out there because I think there's something better for you.
Okay.
It doesn't mean, you know, and don't, I mean, don't put yourself in a bad spot where you just go in and that's it, I'm out, I quit.
Mm-hmm.
When you have nothing else lined up, But knowing that you're looking for something better and that there is something better, hopefully that will make that will take a little bit of a sting out of having to go back there tomorrow.
Right. Okay.
Because you know this isn't forever. This is for today, and hopefully something good, something better is coming soon. And keep putting that sort of energy out there instead of wasting your energy on these people who don't deserve it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Okay.
You're very
right.
welcome. Have a great
right.
evening.
You too. Yeah. God
Bye.
Bless.
Bye. God bless.
347-83. Oh, boy, this is going to be tough. We can try and squeeze this one in. Are you ready? Let's do
yes.
this. See if we can squeeze in one more here. Hi, thanks for hanging on. What's your first name?
Hi, this is Annette. Hi, Ken. Hi, Tony.
Hi. Hi,
Annette. Hi,
Annette.
How are you?
We're running short on time, so what's your help?
My question, and I need some clarity on this. I broke off a friendship with a gentleman. And we haven't really spoken for about a year and a half. And we just recently, I spoke to him. Well, actually, he came to me on Friday, and he was telling me what was going on with him for the year and a half, because I never asked. And he was telling me how he left his girlfriend and this and that, and how he's involved with someone new and how he was happy and everything. And he showed me pictures of her. And I was kind of curious because we haven't spoken in a year and a half. What was that all about with showing the picture of the new girl?
That's baffling. I think
because
he likes you.
Each other.
You've seen each other and he didn't speak to you. And now he's showing you some other. Very strange. Is he very confused right now?
I have no idea.
I'm asking the angels that one for sure.
Because we haven't spoken in a year and a half, but we saw each other in passing and never had conversation. And then it was like he was confessing all this to me. And I'm standing there like, congratulations, good luck, and like...
Yeah, well, the first card that I pulled that your angels have for you is man holding a heart, which is interesting. It's saying that someone has come into your life or back into your life, and he's extremely confused about love issues, about, is there something with family, too? Did he tell you anything about family?
Yeah, his family wants him to be a certain way. And
right.
I didn't think
well, this man is totally upside down confused. And I think he turned to you because he knows how wonderful you are. And and you're a woman of compassion and deep caring. And I think he really just needed your guidance. I mean, it probably shocked you, though. But
it did. I mean, I was like, congratulations, I'm happy for you, because he was in a 4-year relationship. And right when that ended, he jumped into the relationship with this girl.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm not going
to
say that I think you should. I feel that he's too confused and mixed up right now for you to want to be start up with him again.
Oh no. No.
Yeah. And the next one is,
what is it that he's confused about?
About what he should do and the way that he's acted, because you are an amazing lady. You're very caring connections. That's the next card. See, he sees you as this lovely person who is very capable of deep, loving, caring connections. And he basically turned to you, and that's all it is. They're talking about your journey in life. You're really, there's a lot of good things in store for you.
And they're also saying that you're a woman who has gratitude in your life. You are grateful for a lot of the things that happen to you, the good things as well as the bad, and that you're going to go very, very far, and that you're really far along on your spiritual path. And I see love, more love in your future. And only because of time, I would love to give you more, but I have to give Ken some time, and I want to.
Thank you.
So let me give it to
Ken, sweetie.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Good to talk to you again.
Hey, Ken.
I love you.
Hi, Annette. Sorry we are running so close on time. Something that I think you should think about, though, is why do you care that he's suddenly back? That's something to think about because it doesn't sound like you do. You're not interested in anything he has to say. So
I'm not.
So you shouldn't let any of this stuff get to you or bother you. You should just dismiss it as superficial nonsense. And not even worry about it. The songs that came up for you real quick, new one from Boy George and Culture Club called Let Somebody Love You. And I feel like for you it should be Let Somebody Else Love You and not worry about this guy.
Yeah.
But be open to something else. The other song that I think is reflective of this particular person is a song by Mark O'Connor and Friends, The Devil Comes Back to Georgia. It was a sequel to the Charlie Daniels band song, The Devil Devil Went Down to Georgia. So I think that's all you need to know about this guy.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my gosh. I love it. I love you guys. I love you guys.
We love you. I'm so glad you found us. This is great.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Good to hear your voice.
Call again.
I will.
Please,
I will.
So
many blessings to both of you. Thank you for taking my call.
You, sweetheart. You're
such
a lovely
Many blessings.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. I was about to give out the phone number again, and we are just about out of time. And Blog Talk Radio will cut us off whether we're ready or not. So there's a couple things you could do if we didn't get to you. There's another Psychic Tapestry show on Thursday morning at 9:30 Pacific. That I do with Michelle Amberge. Tony and I will be back with another edition of this show at Monday. So you can wait for that, or you could go to psychictapestry.com, click on Get a Reading, and you can book a private reading with Tony or with me or with both of us together or with any of the other folks who do Psychic Tapestry shows. So those are a whole bunch of options for you. Apologies, though, to those that we couldn't get to. But there's some other things you can do. And thanks to everybody who did call in and that we did were able to talk to. Thanks for those who called in and that we weren't able to talk to. But thank you for listening. We appreciate that most of all. And Tony, thank you for giving up part of your Monday night again.
Oh, anytime. I'm on it. I love it.
Well, we should do it again next Monday.
Okay, it's a date.
All right. We will. All right. Well, thanks again for listening, and we hope you have a great week, and we hope that you can tune back in next Monday when we're back with another Psychic Tapestry. Have a great week.
Bye, everybody. We love you. Have a great week.
Ha 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 ha